ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಂ ಉದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 27 ಯಥಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯ ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಈಯಾತ್ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಈಯಾತ್ ನ ತತಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿಹಿ. ಸೊ ಯಥಾ ವೈರ ಅನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯತ್ ಇಯಾತ್ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಒಪಿನಿಯನ್ ದಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವೇ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ವೈರ ಅನುಬಂಧೇನ ಇನ್ ಎನಿಮಿಟಿ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಸ ನೈ ಕರ್ ಸಕ್ತ ಏ ಮೇರ ಮತಿ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಸಿಂಗ್. ಯಥಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯ ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯಾತ್ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿಹಿ. ಯಥಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯಾತ್ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿಹಿ. ಯಥಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯಾತ್ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿಹಿ. ಯಥಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯಾತ್ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿಹಿ. ಯಥಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯಾತ್ ನ ತಥಾ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಇತಿ ಮೇ ನಿಶ್ಚಿತ ಮತಿಹಿ. ನಾ ವೈರಾನುಬಂಧೇನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಸ್ತನ್ಮಯತಾಂ ಇಯಾತ್ ಯೋಗೇನ
ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ
Mothers, yata as vaira anubandena by constant enmity, martyaha a person, tad mayatam absorption in him, iyat may attain, na not, tata in a like manner, bhakti yogena by devotional service, iti thus
may my
nishtita definite matihi opinion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Narada Muni continued, by devotional service one cannot achieve such intense absorption in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity toward Him. That is my opinion. Please repeat. Narada Muni continued, by devotional service one cannot achieve such intense absorption in thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one can through enmity toward Him. That is my opinion. Purport. Sriman Narada Muni, the topmost pure devotee, praises Krishna's enemies like Shishupala because their minds are always completely absorbed in Krishna. Indeed, he thinks himself deficient in the inspiration of being feelingly absorbed in Krishna consciousness. This does not mean, however, that the enemies of Krishna are more elevated than Krishna's pure devotees. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 5205, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also thinks of himself in such a humble way. Jagai madai hoite muni se papista purishera kita hoite muni sa lagista. I am a worse sinner than jagai and madai, and I am even lower than the worms in the stool. A pure devotee always thinks of himself more deficient than everyone else. If a devotee approaches Srimati Radharani to offer some service to Krishna, even Srimati Radharani thinks that the devotee is greater than she. Thus Narada Muni says that according to his opinion, the enemies of Krishna are better situated because they are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna in terms of killing him, just as a very lusty man always thinks of women and their association. The essential point in this connection is that one should be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna 24 hours a day. There are many devotees in Raga Marga, which is exhibited in Vrindavana. Whether in Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa or Madhurya Rasa, all the devotees of Krishna are always overwhelmed by thoughts of Krishna. When Krishna is away from Vrindavan, tending cows in the forest, the gopis in the Madhurya Rasa are always absorbed in thoughts of how Krishna walks in the forest. The soles of his feet are so soft that gopis would not dare keep his lotus feet on their soft breasts. Indeed, they consider their breasts a very hard place for the lotus feet of Krishna. Yet those lotus feet wander in the forest which is full of thorny plants. The gopis are absorbed in such thoughts at home, although Krishna is away from them. Similarly, when Krishna plays with his young friends, Mother Yasoda is very much disturbed by thoughts of that Krishna, because of always playing and not taking his food properly, he must be getting weak. These are examples of the exalted ecstasy felt in Krishna's service as manifested in Vrindavan. This service is indirectly praised by Narada Muni in this verse. Especially for the conditioned soul, Narada Muni recommends that one somehow or other be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, for that will save one from all dangers of material existence. Full absorption in thought of Krishna is the highest platform of bhakti yoga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine ஸ்ரீ சைத்தன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபித்தம் ஏன பூத்தலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கதா மகியம் ததாதி சுப்ரதாந்திகம் வாஞ்ச கல்பத்ரூபேஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துபே ஏவச்ச பதீதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நம. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார் சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்தா, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. So here is Srila Prabhupada says an example of the Mahabhagavata pure devotee who is always thinking that everybody else is a better devotee than him. Not only he thinks everybody is a devotee, he thinks everybody is a better devotee than him. So Prabhupada is saying that even Srimati Radharani, who is Krishna himself, Adha Krishna Anya Nahi, they are not too different. Radharani is directly a complete manifestation of Krishna's internal potency, and even she, nobody can serve Krishna like Srimati Radharani. And she is also thinking, Prabhupada says, that when somebody comes to offer service to Krishna, oh, they are better than me. That's very amazing. And Narada Muni is describing the history of Hiranyakasipu, and he is talking about all these demons. And he is thinking, wow, you know. So, Vaishnava Saragrahi. Vaishnava means one who can take the essence. Prabhupada was able to spread the movement because he was able to find the essence of everybody's love for Krishna and fanned in his own way. It is not possible for rest of us to do it. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is always trying to bring everybody to Srila Prabhupada so that he can actually take us to Krishna. We don't directly approach Krishna. But there is no injunction saying you should not approach the Acharya. Rather, we are encouraged to approach the Acharya. So this fanning of the Krishna consciousness in people, which is called preaching, cannot be done at the highest stage unless one is able to see everybody's love for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was like that. Once in New York, early days, Prabhupada was giving lecture. They were all hippies. They were sitting and listening. And then one man came inside the room. He was very dirty. He was not shaved. And he was smelling of alcohol. Very dirty guy. He came like that. And everybody saw and they were a little worried what there was. And this man just ignored everybody and he went. And Prabhupada stopped his lecture. He was looking at him and people were worried whether this fellow will go and hit the Swamiji or what. He was drunk totally. But he went past Prabhupada and he opened the room, the bathroom, and from his pocket he took out one roll of toilet tissue. And he kept it there. And he slowly walked back and went. And Prabhupada was watching and he said, that is devotional service. You see? He came and offered a toilet roll, tissue roll to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was a drunkard in another country. And Prabhupada clearly could see that this person has got some deep love for Krishna and Krishna has made him come and offer whatever he could, toilet tissue paper. You see? That is something amazing, isn't it? Very, very amazing. So, Prabhupada in one morning walk, he says that the essence of our movement, he said, is that we actually find, he said, the actual position of every soul and engage them accordingly in Krishna's service. Therefore, it is not based on the psychophysical condition on the external plane. And Prabhupada says that cannot be done by anybody except someone who is a Mahabhagavat. And even then that is not enough. He has to be authorized. Just being a Mahabhagavat is not enough. Just like if you want to be a professor in a college, you have to have a PhD. But just because you passed PhD, you cannot become a professor. You have to be appointed. So, Narada Muni is thinking that this is, you know, these people, so he is able to see what is good about them. Although they are in great enmity, these are very big asuras, he is factually meditating, wow, they are thinking about Krishna all the time. Saragrahi, seeing, oh, that is something nice about them. Of course, Prabhupada points out that that doesn't mean they are better than pure devotees. The pure devotees are also, of course, constantly thinking about Krishna. But Narada Muni is in his ecstasy and he is thinking, wow, I wish I could be like that. That is why it is said, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmana Gavihastini Sunichaiva Supakecha Pandita Aswadha. When one actually has Vidya, Vidya really means knowledge of Krishna, then one is able to see how in different ways people are, you know, loving Krishna. You see? And therefore, they are able to see. But, Prabhupada gives the example, somebody may be married, well, let me not speculate. So, the point is, Prabhupada is saying that just like a person who is lusty is always thinking about women, similarly, you see, Prabhupada is saying exactly that just as a very lusty man always thinks of women and their association, but such a person is degraded. So Narada Muni also gives a clue by saying, Yata Vaira Anubandena Martyas. Martya means one who is destined to die. But Krishna says, Mam Upetyatu Kauntaya Punarjanmana Vidyate. If you actually are with me, you never have to be dead or be born again. So why is it that Narada Muni is saying Martyas? He says, oh, these people, so he's definitely indicating that they are conditioned souls who are facing death. So they're constantly thinking about in such enmitous terms Krishna, and they were all killed by Krishna. And Krishna says, I'm death. So it is not considered a primary rasa to be thinking of Krishna in enmity. but someone like Narada Muni could still see clearly how things are. Just like the other day, I was just coming out of my room in the middle of the night, around 1 o'clock or something. I was thinking about something, I just came out. Then I saw one cat there, and there was a set of Bhagavatam books, about 3-4 books, book boxes. And this cat was standing there without moving, still, completely still. First I didn't see in the darkness. And I turned and I looked, and I said, how come this cat is standing so still? And I think she was just trying to see whether I'm going to arm. Anyway, looking, and then she relaxed. And then I saw that it's a pregnant cat, and then that cat just looked for a little second, and somehow did a little extra effort, and jumped 4 boxes and went on the top. And I was amazed. And that is not something a jiva can do, see. At that time I could clearly see that all these different forms in matter, they are all actually Krishna himself in the material energy form. He has taken these bodies. These are all not, we cannot create these bodies. We are not these bodies, nor can we create them. So in order to fulfill the desire of each and every living entity, Krishna has actually manifested all these bodies. And we practically have to see that this is Krishna's own amazing. It is not possible for the ordinary soul to love that new body, kitten body, or be a mother, or to go through that, you know, or be a father, anything. It's not possible. Krishna only, in these forms, is coming to different entities. Otherwise you can't see, you just see a bird. It'll be so fantastic and beautiful with so many things, and you'll see a white bird with a red dot. My God! So, it is not that the living entity was thinking, let me design my body like that. No, karmana daiva netrena jantur deha upapadyate. So by Krishna's will, these bodies are created. So many unlimited forms. Therefore, in the second canto, Sukadeva Goswami says, Krishna is the supreme artist. Nobody can even conceive of how to make such bodies, but Krishna makes them, and even though they are matter, he makes them behave so beautifully. So you may see, you know, one bird, or, you know, you see a camel, and you see a crocodile. I mean, incredible, you would think like, why is it so much? I mean, there are foolish scientists who say, you know, oh, nature is wasteful, so much of it is not necessary. But it's just nonsense. That's like saying, you know, in a car, all you need is an engine and 4 wheels, you know, you don't need doors, you don't need nice seats. Well, it's not that just a car is just a moving thing, you want to go comfortably. So we can't even imagine why we have got this body, in what way it has got its features. Why is it, you know, a crocodile has got that back, so many things, and a such long tail? Why does he have such a long snout? Why are his, you know, eyes in this way? Why is the chicken going like this? What is it? We don't know. It's not an ordinary thing at all. If you really look at it, this material energy is extraordinarily complicated. That means Krishna knows very deeply every living entity's desire, and he has made these bodies. Wow! So, it is not sufficient to know I'm not this body, but we have to know this is Krishna. Therefore, you can see everywhere Krishna is acting through his energies amazingly. Whoa, wow! Then, where is the question of enmity? So, Bhagavatam says in the very second verse, Nirmatsaranam Satam. Those who have actually become free of enmity, only they can really appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, enmity will be there as long as we think in terms of me and him. But if we learn to see everywhere Krishna, then you can see. So only Krishna can love you know, forget other living entities. Even as a mother, the child, only Krishna can love. We cannot love. The soul is simply sleeping. Jeev jago, jeev jago. He is not doing anything. So, you know, just 2 days ago I had that very startling, amazing experience which Krishna gave, maybe for a moment, then I'm back to Maya. But at least for that moment, I could see in the middle of the night that, wow, everything is Krishna. So King Kulasekara is saying, Krishne Tishtati Sarvameta Dakilam. Krishna is only there everywhere. And Krishna also says that Vasudevam Sarvamiti Mayatatamidam Jagatavyakta Murtina. I'm in unmanifest form everywhere there. And to be able to see Krishna, that requires really every time, that's called Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna consciousness is a multi-dimensional ocean in which if we enter, there is no limit. Krishna is unlimited and we have no idea. Or at least I have no idea. So Narada Muni is thinking, he's seeing and he's thinking, wow, these demons, they think of Krishna so deeply. But they are conditioned souls and they die. Therefore, it is not that we aim to become Hiranyakasipu or Shishupala. Oh, let me also think about Krishna like that. It's not our aim. But rather we learn we should not be like those people and we should develop love of Krishna and we should try to become followers of the followers of the followers of the gopis. Otherwise, you know, therefore, ena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayet. Somehow or other, our mind should become absorbed 24 hours in Krishna's service. And it takes long time to see that we are not on that platform. We are very apt to think like, oh, I'm working 24 hours for Krishna. Today morning I went to Mangalarti and I chanted and I went like that. But 24 hours is not like that. 24/7 means Prabhupada writes in the first canto of Bhagavatam that even if you take one moment and divide it into a trillion parts and each and every one of those instants of time, the pure devotee is conscious of Krishna. It's completely, you know, uninterrupted. Therefore it is said, Ahetuki Apratihata Yaya Atma Suprasidati. So the service to Krishna should not only be ahetuki, means causeless. Hetu means cause, ahetu means without cause. So not only it should be causeless service, not expecting anything, but apratihata. That it means without interruption. And to think about Krishna without interruption is not possible unless we free ourselves from the mind. By mind, we think about material things, and by mind, we can also think of Krishna. And Krishna also says, Manmanabhava Madbhakta. But also, in the spiritual life, when one is liberated, there is body, there is mind, there are senses, there is intelligence, and there is consciousness, but they are not different. They are all the same. Spirit. But in our current position, the mind, the intelligence, and the body are different from the soul. And therefore, to think through this mind is okay, but ultimately, we should transcend the mind. So transcending the mind is the means is given, mantra. Man means mind, tra means to become free from, mantra. And therefore, by chanting Hare Krishna and listening to that mantra, one can actually become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. That means no matter what the body may be doing, the soul is constantly remembering Krishna and chanting. Always. ஹரி கிருஷ்ண ஹரி கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி 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 ராம் ஹரி ராம் 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 ஹரி 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரி கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரி 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 ராம் ஹரி ராம் 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 ஹரி ஹரி இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் ஆல் த டைம் இஸ் சாண்டிங் பிகாஸ் இஸ் கம்ப்ளீட்லி ஃப்ரீ. Therefore, Prabhupada say, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who is a yogi, fully yogi, whether he is standing or sitting, he is sleeping or taking bath or passing stool or walking somewhere, at all points of time, he completely sees that everything is taking place by the interaction of the three modes of nature and that I am different from them. And such a person is free to be able to actually think of Krishna regardless of what's happening. It is an extraordinary stage, and that is really the pure stage of Krishna consciousness, in which you clearly see that everything is happening. And this is everything that's happening in the external world is happening under Krishna's will. Maya adhyakshena sukriti, what is that? Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate characharam. Maya adhyakshena, by my supervision, it is taking place, isn't it? Aksha means eyes, adhyaksha means super eyes, supervision, maya, my supervision. Maya adhyakshena. Therefore, it is not only by Krishna's will everything is taking place, but it's actually Krishna himself in his external energy that's doing all this. So when the devotee is able to then see everything as Krishna, then it's very easy for him to become Krishna conscious. You see? So, this materialistic demonor, as Prabhupada says, it loves Krishna, but it loves Krishna because of its love for the body. That is also Krishna. Therefore they love, but they love in enmity. Because they are always thinking, how can I use this and how can I actually enjoy myself? To see the body and not Krishna is actually ignorance. You see? And in that ignorance, one is not properly situated. You see? I always give this example. If somebody comes inside the room, you don't say, oh, this, whatever this color is, oh, dark shirt has come. But you'll see, he has come. To not see the person and to see the shirt, that's not very intelligent at all. It's complete enviousness. Like that, when we see the body and not Krishna, the bodies of others, that is called Prithak Bhava. And that is the sign of a fool, and then it is also the sign of a neophyte devotee. The neophyte devotee is a little better than the fool because he continues to see the bodies, but he sees Krishna in the temple. He accepts there is Krishna and he worships him. So Lord Kapila says, the person is still in Prithak Bhava, he can see me in the temple, but he cannot see me elsewhere. He will see other people. He doesn't see me. Whereas the pure devotee is seeing Krishna at all times. Stavara jangama deke na deke tara murti. But this is actually a science. It's not simply going. People can be trained to see systematically Krishna in everything. You see? And for that, we should understand that there is the matter, there is spirit, and there is God, and in matter itself there is jada, which is complete matter, which is insentient matter. Then there is actually objects, indriyani parani ahur, then there is senses, indriyabhya param manaha, then there is mind. So these are also levels of matter. Therefore, if we want to go from seeing gross matter to Krishna, it's a process. Not directly we cannot go. So therefore deity worship is great mercy that Prabhupada has given, because directly from seeing matter we see Krishna. Directly. In the temple. But otherwise we see everything in Prithak Bhava. Fools like me, not you people, and karmis. So we see like that. I see Krishna here, and as soon as I go, I see different things. So it is not possible outside to see Krishna unless you go slowly in our perception of matter. It's not possible. Just like if you want to go from here to America, you know, you have to go out of the temple, you don't reach America. You have to go out of the temple and you have to take a taxi, you have to go to the airport, and you have to go to the check-in counter, then you have to pass through security. In this way, there are many levels. And that is why Bhagavad Sankhya is there. So many levels of matter is described, because these are ways of seeing Krishna better and better. So even when you see matter, actually otherwise matter is formless. Pradhana has got no form. Just like the cloud, the sky, as such it doesn't have a form. But when there are clouds, you can see different forms. Like that, pradhana has got no form. And when Mahat. When the three modes of nature come predominant like clouds, you can begin to see forms. These are imagined forms, but at least you see forms. So even a little dog is seeing a bone, is Krishna conscious? Because instead of seeing pradhana, he's seeing form, and the original form is Krishna. Without Krishna, there can be no form. Just like this cloth has got form because I am there. So as soon as you see the form, a demon is thinking, I can enjoy. But a devotee is thinking, oh, Krishna is somewhere behind. Exactly like I see this form. And some people always immediately ask, hey, this is very nice shirt, very deep bite, kitna ka hai? You're not talking about to the person, you're talking about his shirt. Like that, the materialist is always thinking, oh, it's so nice matter. But the devotee is thinking, there must be Krishna behind. Where is he? Where there is form, there must be Krishna. As they say, where there is fire, there is smoke. I'm sorry, the other way. Where there is smoke, there is fire. So that desire to see Krishna is a udvega that has to be fanned. It cannot be artificially done. Therefore, it is very necessary to be able to see higher and higher levels of matter. And we cannot actually see higher levels of matter unless we learn to distinguish between form and substance in matter itself. You see? This is actually the science of Krishna consciousness. That you learn to slowly see matter and higher levels of matter, and it goes towards Krishna. So the current idea is it's a great science. It's current science, you see. It's a science. It's very difficult to explain unless the audience is really interested. And we have to make a distinction between experience and reality. When we use the senses, we get experience. We don't see reality. This is my experience. You see? The reality is different. But what happens is, currently now, when we have an experience, we think it is reality. This is foolishness, because that is true only in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, whatever you experience is reality. If you see Krishna, that is Krishna. It's not that reality is something else. But in the material world, scientists and ordinary people pretend as if everything is real. They say, yeah, this is real. Oh, water, let me drink. Oh, that is food, let me eat. Let me enjoy. That is flower, let me enjoy everything. But actually, this experience has a reality that is different from our conception of reality. So this is substance. Something is there. I see it as a bottle. And if I believe the reality is a bottle, it works for some time. But if I can understand it is not bottle is an experience, it's a reality, something else, that is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. That's the beginning. So to believe that there is a bottle there, That is the beginning of atheism. Because once I believe there is a bottle, I don't have to believe there is a creator. Why should I? It is here, let me enjoy. Just like you go to a hotel and there is a nice plate of food on the table. Now why should I worry I have to pay? Pakana hai, kao jao. So this idea that there is a world, exactly as I see there is a reality, that is called atheism. I have written a paper called The Origin of Atheism. You know, I don't have time to publish it, so I just kept it there. So, it is this idea that I am seeing now reality that is actually the origin. So, we think, at least people like me, we think that on the one hand the world is real. On the other hand, we think no, the Krishna is real. So there's a contradiction. But when you see that the matter that is giving rise to experience is not a bottle but something else, that matter is made of five elements. People think like, oh, this is made of five elements. No, it's not. This is made of something else, but we won't go into that. Therefore, this conception that there is a bottle outside, that has nothing to do with Bhagavad Sankhya. So we should not think, oh, this body is made of five elements. No, this body is experience. Five elements is behind it. To be able to see that requires great science. So only when we systematically elevate the humankind to go from seeing gross matter. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in Krishna Consciousness, the topmost yoga system, he says, by chanting Hare Krishna, we will not come to know Krishna directly, but first we will come to know things that we are accustomed to see better. He says, things we are accustomed to see around us every day, we will understand it better. So, that is why the test of Krishna consciousness is scientific. It's a science. It's a science. Like I always say that if you see a bag outside on the street having 20 crores, then anybody will be tempted to take it. But if they know that it is nakli notes, 20 crores, they won't be interested to take, plus they know that if they take it, they'll get into trouble. So as long as we think this world is real, it is very difficult to get out of its attraction, because it is Krishna himself. That's the whole point. That's why I was saying everything is Krishna. Because it's Krishna, it's very difficult to give it up. So, if we think that is, you know, real, but if we understand that is actually perception, that is still Krishna matter, but of a different kind, then we know that not only it's not real, but if I treat it as real, I'll get into trouble. So real Vairagya can come. So, that is why Prabhupada says that the real test of Krishna consciousness is how much one is free from material attraction. So, a Mayavadi misunderstands that statement and he thinks, so I should become free of material attraction by withdrawing my senses. But the devotee, Vaishnava, he says, I will become free of material senses by engaging my senses in seeing matter, but in such a way that I can see it is Krishna. So, you see, that Srimad Narada Muni is actually an embodiment of that Krishna consciousness. In the seventh canto, he is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, actually we should see the world the way Krishna sees. So we see the world as a real world, but Krishna says it's illusion. We see the world as a place to enjoy heavenly planets. Krishna says, Dukkalayam Ashashvatam. Just like a child, he sees the fire, he thinks it's very nice. But the mother sees its danger. And the child should see it as danger. Otherwise he'll get hurt. So, Krishna consciousness in another sense is the ability to actually see the world the way Krishna sees. And Narada Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, although I try to do that, I don't succeed always. Narada Muni is saying that. Because Krishna is supreme and he is doing everything in such a complicated way, it is not possible to always see exactly like Krishna. Therefore, this world is to be seen not only as illusion, but its real nature is to be seen the way Krishna explains it to us, which is in Sankhya. Therefore Krishna says, mama maya durateya. This material energy is very difficult for you to overcome because you love me and now you are loving me as matter. How are you going to give it up? Rasavarjam rasopasya param drishtva nivarte. Therefore we have to actually cultivate a higher taste of Krishna than as matter. The Mayavadis are trying to love Krishna as spirit, Brahman, and the devotees love Krishna as Krishna. So it's a very great process, Krishna consciousness. And that process is not to be obtained simply by reading and thinking that by the mind about Krishna. That is also devotional service by mind and intelligence. Krishna says, he reads Bhagavad Gita worships me by my intelligence. But it is something we should get tired of. I no longer want my mind. And when we actually become free of this mind, then we can actually become uninterruptedly Krishna conscious. It's another level, it's another reality, it's another kind of existence. And to go to that, nothing can help other than the mercy of the Acharya, the pure devotee. Everything else is imagination, nonsense, if you want to be more clear. Complete nonsense. But that takes time to realize. That takes time to realize. That becomes vyasatmika buddhihi ekeha kuru nandana. Cheaters and the cheated, that process should not go on. We should become fixed in Krishna consciousness. Anyway, those are all different processes. But Narada Muni is giving a superb demonstration of pure Krishna consciousness. And he's saying, as far as I think, I don't think that you can, even in devotional service, you can think of Krishna with such intensity the way Shishupala and others were thinking. That means he knew that the purpose of life is to think of Krishna. Whereas Shishupala and Hiranyakasipu, they are thinking the purpose of life is to kill Krishna. So Prabhupada says that in the purport. They are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna in terms of killing him. So they are also thinking of Krishna, but to actually kill him. But the pure devotee knows that the aim of life is to remember Krishna all the time favorably, to love him. They are doing half of it. There was once a student, he took an exam. There was a question and the answer was cat, but he wrote rat. So he got zero. He went to the teacher and said, sir, why did I get zero? He said, because you have written rat, but the actual answer is cat. He said, sir, at least I got A and T right. Can you give me half mark? No, that is not allowed. So Krishna consciousness means we must think of Krishna and we must think of Krishna favorably. But the demons are actually thinking of Krishna, but unfavorably. But Narada Muni is such a liberal teacher, he says, oh, you at least wrote A and T, I'll give you 5 marks instead of 10 marks. He's willing to even give 10 marks. My gosh. It means he's a very, very, very liberal teacher. And if you actually have him as a teacher, you will 100% pass. There is no doubt. You cannot fail. Because somewhere or other he will see you are doing good. So Prabhupada is like that type of a teacher. If you go to Prabhupada, you can never fail. Because he will always see there is something good in you. No matter we are so fallen, he will see something good. But if you come to a fool like me, I will always see your bad qualities. Because uncontrolled senses, Adanta Gopir, how can we? So therefore it is very important that we take Sharanam Saranyam. We should take shelter of that principle is worthy of sheltering. Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukuntam Parihritya Kartam. So it is, Krishna consciousness is a very big topic. I am only giving in the outline form what is to be achieved. But how to achieve this? That is the science. Okay. I spoke enough nonsense. Any questions or comments? Thank you. Because of your good quality. See, it was a good lecture. Any questions or comments?
Hey Govind, Hey Gopal. I'm just saying, wonderful lecture. They were giving me their mic.
Jai.
Thank you very much.
We'll stop here.
It's very straightforward.
Anji?
Very straightforward. Nice. Thank you.
Right.
Hare Krishna.
I can only give simple class. What can I do?
Excuse me?
I can only give simple class because I don't know much. But that's enough. For Bhagavatam is wonderful. It's full of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, by simply speaking about Bhagavatam, we can become Krishna conscious. Amazing. Bhagavatam is so fantastic, it's so full of Krishna consciousness. Simply by speaking about it, we can become Krishna conscious. Same way, the person Bhagavat is so full of Krishna consciousness, that simply by speaking about him, we can become Krishna conscious. And that's why we have Bhagavatam class. So we can become intensely Krishna conscious, at least for 1 hour. Wow! And then when we want to be always like that, I want to constantly read and be Krishna conscious, then we have become perfect. Isn't it?
Yes.
Sunnatam Sakada Krishna, all the time thinking about Krishna and hearing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandiya.
His Grace Rasaraj Prabhu ki.